1/2 hour gone. Get back to my little town. When we got into high school, we had a foreign exchange student from Barbados. Her name was Sherry. I remember that. I didn't talk to her a whole lot. I think she was more into studying, and I was more into sports and things like that. But I talked to her a couple times. But I remember hearing people say that, well, she's not really black. What do you mean she's not? Well, she's from Barbados. Because back then, really black meant Chicago, Milwaukee, any inner city in America. That's black. Not being from, yeah, I got married in college. My wife was from Jamaica. And I mean, it didn't take long for me to just see how beautiful and funny she was and how smart. It didn't work out, of course, you know. I've got children and grandchildren. I haven't talked to her in many years. But she's been remarried 3 times. But I used to hear that. I'd come home, you know, for a weekend from college. And I'd go downtown like everybody. You know, that's a culture, right? Go downtown and get drunk. Well, I went downtown, but I wasn't much of a drinker at that point. I had quit. For 20-some years, I had stayed off it, right? So I would hear people talking about me. Oh, he married a black girl, you know? And I'm like, other than that, I'd hear the same thing. Well, she's not really black. And I'm like, do you even know who that is? And I mean, I would just explode with rage and then leave, and the place would be quiet, right? Because it's not about, you know, being threatening or physically, you know, intimidating. Intimidating can be done with your heart and soul. And right makes might. Not white. It's that white blight that's I've been ashamed of my whole life because of people like Ted Cruz pretending like he's offended that it could only be a black woman put on the Supreme Court after only 114 white men out of 120 that have ever been on the court. So much diversity in America. I mean, my son and his family just came back from being in South America for, I don't know, it was 3-4 months. Loved it there, right? Beautiful pictures. Kids were happy. But it was more about the way the people acted and the way they lived there. You know, the economy was easier for him. Cost of living is a lot cheaper in South America in a lot of places. Right? People were nice, he said. They're just really respectful. Even the gang kids were nice to people. He didn't see any problems. All the while, people were, you know, myself included, thinking, wow, Colombia, you know. And then you see on the news there's a drug war going on and this and that. Hey, there's a drug war and everything going on here in America, more so than anywhere else. And it's all based on racism. It isn't about trying to protect or keep the community safe. It's about punity and just punish them. Get everybody to think that's the problem. Well, you try growing up in a inner city with no money and no access. I don't care what color you are. See how easy it is to try and get out of there. Because now it's on, right? There's poor people everywhere. Doesn't matter what color you are. If you're poor, you're poor. And they don't care either. It's not about helping people that need to be helped. That's what government is. That's what we the people are. That's what we agreed on when we formed this country, or at least that's what we grew up believing it was supposed to be. And then we find out that it's, you know, based on genocide and slavery. And I mean, as a kid, you knew this. You're growing up and you're seeing these things. It made you feel awful. If it didn't, well, then you probably grew up racist. And I'm assuming that a lot of you, it didn't bother you to see people hanged and lynched and soldiers killing Native American children. I guess that's not the America you want to remember, right? So let's just pretend it didn't happen. And then that way we can continue to be racist and blame all the people that we caused harm to. And when I say we, I'm talking about white people as a culture. You don't want to embrace it and then try and change it? Or you're okay with it? Number here is 844-967-2789. But I can't help but notice that, violence is on the climb. Isn't that something? Wow, murders everywhere. People shooting cops. Oh, what do you think's going to happen when you take access away from everybody and just pump out all this propaganda and hate. It works, man. We know this throughout history. We've seen this. There's always evil out there looking to take power. Well, now it's like on, man. It's like everywhere. And they're setting it up so that, you know, when I want to get into these protests and stuff, what, you're going to send, you know, Scott Walker out with the Louisville and break something and then we all get charged, right? Yeah, they just want to shut us down, man. They don't want any pushback from the people when it's needed the most, like right now, like 40 years ago. I'm waiting for it to just massive humanity to rise up and flip this. But I don't think it's going to happen, man. You're not going to see me sit back and just go, well, you know what? I can't do anything about this. So I'm just going to, you know, enjoy my time. And I got to admit, you know, having 14 months with grandchildren every day, it just kind of like, it gave me a heart and soul back. There's something to fight for. It's not, I don't have to fight for me, man. White guy, 60 years old, got his disability, living with cancer. I'm not dying from it. I'm going to live with it as long as I can. And, you know, most recently, just the last few days, I haven't been feeling all that great. But I think it's more my soul than my body. So now I've got to find ways to keep feeding my soul. And the only way I can do that is to stand up against all this stuff. Start preaching. I don't go to church, man. I learned enough when I was there, right? You know the joke. Yeah, I'll see you at church. Well, if you're sitting by the window, you might. I'm living it, man. I'm not going to... You just can't talk this stuff, man. I get done doing this show, I'll be out there talking it. Told the gal that works at the Quick Trip that I stop at. She's a sweetheart, right? I told her, you don't know how important you are for this community right now. Being that you're not the same color as the rest of us. It gives people a chance to meet and interact with someone that isn't just like them. But why can't you guys extend that when you walk out the door? Hey, you like that gal, huh? You're not racist, right? Extend that to everyone you meet. Not just because, well, I think this person's a good person, that person's a bad person. You don't know anybody. You haven't met people. Some of the roughest people I've met in the world were some of the most people that I'd be most loyal to. They don't go out there looking for trouble. Trouble finds them. Why? Because they're not white. Because they don't have money. And they don't have access. Nobody cares about them, right? I can't tell you how many times it's happened to me where I've seen people lonely up on the square. Well, they're not as much around there anymore because, you know, there's no place for homeless people to sit. You know, they even put, like, arm bars in the middle of the benches so they can't lay down on them. Instead of looking at it and saying, hey, why don't we have a place for these people to lay down at night? Just get rid of them. Come on, don't look at it, man. If you don't see it, it ain't a problem. That's the problem, people. No empathy. How do you gain empathy? You go out and you force yourself to do something about it. Guys would be sitting on a bench, lonely. I'm walking by. Hey, could you just talk to me? Sure, man. How you doing? Shake hands with them. Really? Next thing you know, the guy's smiling. Give somebody like that $5 and tell them you love them. And you wish that, you know, you're doing everything you can to try and make it better for people like you. You know how many friends you can make? We saw people back in 2011 that didn't have any direction or anywhere to go in life, and they became part of this great movement, this movement of humanity in Wisconsin. Out of all those people I met, so many of them that didn't have shelter, didn't have jobs, didn't have hope, they became part of this family, and they found hope. They found a place to stay. They found jobs. They still have a tough time, but they never quit. The will and the strength of the poor people is stronger than anything you'll ever know. It's okay to cry when you see this stuff, people. It is. Don't criticize it. Don't get mad at it. Feel bad for them. Let them know you feel bad. Let them know that there's more people out here. We can do this, man. We're going to have to get like an army of good people together. I know we outnumber them. I think we do. But they cut off our access, man. That was part of the high-speed rail getting shut down, man. No, we can't have access to D.C. within a couple of hours from Wisconsin or anywhere else. Hey, I got a good idea. Let's come up with a flying car. That'll help, you know, mass transit. Flying cars? Pretty soon they'll have, you know, shuttles that you can buy to go to the space stations that the billionaires are building. This is just insane. Well, try to get in touch with yourself. All these physical things, all these ways of the world that everybody's all swept up into, just turn it off for a while. See if you feel better when you turn it off. Wow, things have slowed down. I don't feel my heart racing anymore. But it was always here. It always will be, since the beginning of time. Evil and good. Racism and love. Because racism is hate, people. So when I start telling Republicans that, hey, man, you're with the party of hate. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. And I can say it with a smile on my face. Oh, you're the party of Nazis. No, you aren't. Sure you are. Carrying the flags. Wearing the T-shirts. Camp Auschwitz. Down with the Jews. Taking over our world. That's your party now, Republicans. They run your party. That's who you take orders from. If you don't believe me, look at your legislators. Cowardice. Bastards. Lindsey Graham. Oh, no, this is terrible, isn't it, Lindsey? Just roll the tape. Do I got to roll the tape again on you? Well, can't wait for Matt Rothschild to get here. He'll be here in about 20 minutes. And then he can just take some of the pressure off me, man, because I'm feeling it. This is just horrible. Being awake. Woke? Woke and not canceled. How's that, Republicans? Let's talk about language and words when we come back.